Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. I've got a fun lesson for you today. The title of today's lesson is 10 Reasons Why It's Okay to Prosper. As the son of a clergyman, I am familiar with the Bible verse, "The love of money is the root of all evil." The phrase has been widely quoted by authors, speakers, and religious leaders to warn us about what can happen if we place too much emphasis on money. Yes, I believe the love of money can be the root to evil for some people. But let's face it, there is a lot of evil that has nothing to do with money. I also realize you can have all the money in the world and not be happy, and I'm aware that success is not measured by money alone. But prosperity is an admirable goal. The real issues are people's reasons for acquiring money and what they do with it, not whether having it is right or wrong. In this lesson, I want to bring your attention to 10 reasons why prosperity should be viewed positively. First, it affects who you become. A favorite quote of mine by my mentor Jim Rohn speaks of the importance of personal growth. He said, "When you become a millionaire, it's not the $1 million that makes you valuable. It's who you become in the process. When you constantly stretch yourself to do your very best, you grow. Your value to the market is increased, and your self-worth as well as your self-confidence become treasured realities." Number two is you can help those in need. One of the greatest joys in the life for my wife and me is our ability to help those who are less fortunate, both in our local community and in third world countries. We particularly feel an aching in our heart for orphans, and today our family sponsors a community of more than 50 children, many of whom are orphans in Swaziland, Africa. Let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you had the extra money to help those who break your heart? Number three is you'll become more respected. As you grow and develop your skills, habits, and personal character, those around you will look to you with respect and admiration. As people's respect for you grows, so will your influence and usefulness as a leader. I have to believe the life of somebody who is deeply respected is better than the life of someone who is not. Number four, you'll be a great example to your children. If you will strive for excellence in doing the little things to help you advance up the pay scale in your chosen occupation, you will be a great example to your children. After all, your example is likely the number one influencing factor in their lives. Number five, it affects your influence on people's lives. As your influence grows, people will look to you and follow the example you set, which can be very rewarding and fulfilling. Remember, as a leader, when you do the little things to get better, everyone you lead gets better. Number six, it affects your children's education. The cost of education in America, as we all know, is on the rise each year. The more money you make, the better able you'll be to provide educational opportunities for your children. So let me ask, would providing the best possible education for your children bring greater satisfaction to your life? Number seven, it reduces financial pressure. How would you feel if you never had to worry about your finances? Would your stress level be different? The number one source of tension in a marriage is finances. Would you be able to improve your relationship with your spouse if you never had to worry about money? Number eight, it affects your health. There are countless studies that show the clear link between money and health. Affluent people tend to eat better foods, take nutritional supplements, and exercise with greater consistency, using the same discipline that allowed them to succeed in their business or occupation. Number nine, it provides the opportunity for you to retire early. If you can save enough money to live off the income of your investments, you can choose to retire early, to travel, enjoy life's experiences, and pursue your passion, just as I'm now doing. While early retirement is not for everyone, having the money to make the choice is attractive. Number 10, it affects your quality of life. Money can afford you a better quality of life. I'm typing this post in my home, overlooking the Gulf of Mexico, and it's beautiful. There is no doubt that the beauty of the Gulf and the sounds of the waves crashing on the beach brings me greater enjoyment and reminds me of the gratitude I have for the quality of life I'm able to experience. I believe thinking about money negatively is an unproductive belief. And as long as you think that way, so will go the course of your life. I believe God wants us to give our very best to what we do and who we become. And if we earn a lot of money in the process, so much the better. We can use that money to improve our lives, the lives of our family, and through our charitable giving, we can impact the lives of those who are less fortunate. I challenge you to make a commitment that you will stretch yourself to become the kind of person who will attract more money in your life through your hard work, discipline, and wise decisions. As Jim Rohn said, a formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune.